Bob Salmons has been homeless 3 times. He's gone bankrupt 2 times. And now he's working on his 2nd bachelor's degree at Western Michigan University. But the obstacles continue. Throughout his time at Western, Salmons says he's often wondered where his next meal would come from.
Have you ever tried to write an article when you haven't had lunch and you're getting the hunger headaches? You ever had those? The hunger headaches where you can't concentrate because your head's starting to throb. Your sugar is all screwed up, and you're not able to think. Try taking an exam.
Salmons is just one of many students going hungry. According to a Wisconsin Hope Lab survey, about 36% of university students have experienced food insecurity within the last month. 42% of community college students do. Claire Cady is the co-director and co-founder of the College and University Food Bank Alliance. She says the research shows that food insecure students work just as hard as their peers, but they are less likely to get good grades, and more important, they are less likely to be healthy while in school.
It's not surprising to me, but I think it's surprising to a lot of people that the effort is being put in and it's there, and these students are still not able to do it because they're dealing with the most fundamental challenge that you could have. I don't have enough to eat. I don't have a place to stay.
Western Michigan University took steps to address hungry students on its campus beginning in the fall of 2014. Staff members within the Student Affairs Division started the Invisible Need Project. It set up a food pantry and an emergency relief fund for students. Sherry Glazer chairs the Invisible Need Committee.
In the beginning, we had this wall here and there was some built-in shelving, and that's all we had. And all the rest of this was office supplies and stuff for the departments that are up here. You know, there's a fundamental problem in society that says, why should you need a food pantry? And I get that, but the fact is we do need one. And so what we're looking at is addressing the immediate problem, putting the Band-Aid on it so that our students have what they need right here, right now, today. Somebody else who's a lot smarter than us and has a lot more power than us can worry about the big things underneath that.
Since opening in 2014, Western's food pantry has been visited more than 2,200 times, with 763 visits in the last academic year alone. The pantry allows students to fill one reusable grocery bag every 2 weeks and offers a variety of foods, including fresh meat and eggs. Karen Lehmans is the coordinator of housing assignments at WMU and co-founder of the Invisible Need Project. She says the committee has never approached anyone asking them to do a fundraiser, but donations have come from far and wide. She says all donations go directly to students in need.
There's nobody making money off this, you know, and people are happy to do it. And once again, there's not a staff member here on this campus who hasn't met a student who had a need. So it was natural for them to go, well, I see this every day, so this is a way to help.
Katie says there needs to be policy changes at the state and federal level in 2 areas. One is the cost of college and how financial aid is structured. The other is the problems facing other social safety nets. She says many college students can't get food stamps because of the requirement that they work a minimum of 20 hours a week. That would not be applied if they were not in school.
If we could change the rules a little bit around students and their ability to access benefits like SNAP or WIC or TANF, then these students would be able to get exactly what they needed, which is basic needs met, so that they can finish up. And if that happens, those students don't need public benefits anymore. They're going to have a job because they got a degree.
Glazer and Lehman say they would like the food pantry to become an access point. If a student is experiencing food insecurity, they believe there are other problems that can be addressed. But Salmons is grateful for the work by the volunteers at the Invisible Need Project. They've helped him continue his pursuit of a college degree.
It's a lifesaver, literally. It's a lifesaver. I mean, if you have enough food, you can do just about anything as long as you're dedicated enough to drive forward.
For more information about the WMU Invisible Need Project, visit our webpage. For WMUK, I'm Grayson Steele.